Chapter 9.
Is that a melon seed? I asked, my voice trembling.
A what?
Moose stomped up behind me.
A melon seed, I repeated.
Moose shook his head. He clapped a big hand against my shoulder.
You're seeing things, he declared. Come on, let's play.
I pointed to Chip's mouth.
I'm not seeing things. There. Right there. Don't you see it?
Moose's gaze followed my finger.
Yeah? I see a seed. So what?
It's a cassava melon seed, Moose. Like the ones scattered on the ground.
How could a cassava seed find its way into Chip's mouth? There had to be an explanation. A simple explanation. I thought hard. I couldn't think of one. I brushed the seed from the gnome's lips and watched it flutter to the grass. Then I stared at the gnome's grinning face, into those cold, flat eyes. And the gnome stared back at me. I shivered in the heat. How did that seed get there? I wondered. How? I dreamed about melons that night. I dreamed that a cassava melon grew in our front yard. Grew and grew and grew. Bigger than our house. Something startled me out of my melon dream. I fumbled for my alarm clock. 1 a.m. Then I heard a howl. A low, mournful howl. Outside the house. I jumped out of bed and hurried to the window. I peered into the shadowy front yard. The lawn ornaments stood in silence. I heard the howl again, louder, longer. It was Buster, my poor dog, tied up in the backyard. I crept out of my room and down the dark hall. The house was quiet. I started down the carpeted stairs. A step squeaked under my foot. I jumped, startled. A second later, I heard another creak. My legs were shaking. Cool it, Joe, I told myself. It's only the steps. I tiptoed through the darkened living room and into the kitchen. I heard a low rustling sound behind me. My heart started to pound. I whirled around. Nothing there. You're hearing things, I told myself. I stumbled forward in the dark, closed my hand around the doorknob, and two powerful hands grabbed me from behind.